This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Companies that hire underage workers would face stiffer penalties under a bill advancing at the state capitol. First-time offenders would be fined $750, with penalties for repeat violations reaching up to $10,000. Colorado would also start publishing the names of companies that break child labor laws. The Democratic bill passed its first committee on a party-line vote earlier this week. Leaders from Colorado's community college system are launching a statewide listening tour to develop a new strategic plan. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The tour begins at Red Rocks Community College on Monday. Officials hope to attract students, employers, and community members. Feedback will be collected to guide the state's 13 community colleges over the next 5 years. Officials say shifts in demographics, how students want to learn, and workforce needs will inform the new plan. They say too many Coloradans are struggling to make ends meet, while employers face chronic shortages in healthcare, construction, and other industries. The community college system currently serves 114,000 students and oversees career and technical programs serving thousands more. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The 18-year-old son of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert was arrested Tuesday on multiple felony charges. CPR's Paolo Shelsita reports the arrest is tied to a string of vehicle break-ins.
Official documents say Tyler Boebert was allegedly breaking into vehicles and stealing credit cards and personal IDs. The alleged crimes are punishable by 12 to 18 months in prison and fines up to $100,000. Boebert also faces over a dozen misdemeanors and petty offenses. Representative Lauren Boebert said in a statement that her son will take responsibility for his actions just like any other citizen. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The Front Range keeps warming up to end the week. Tomorrow's highs in the 60s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.